This is Ashley Hodge with the Sikkim 365 postgame podcast coming to you after Baylor's 104-41 win against Tarleton State. A good win for the Bears tonight. They were favored on KenPom, I think, by only 25 points, but the spread was 32. They end up beating Tarleton by 63. A dominating performance from start to finish. A lot of good things to talk about. The three-point shooting was excellent, 15 for 32, 47%. They did a good job getting to the free throw line, 27 for 36, 75% there. Limited Tarleton State to only 11 free throw attempts. Won the turnover battle, 27 to 12. You like to see that. You like to see the rebounds, 41 to 18. That's a good number. A lot of really good individual performances. Once again, VJ Edgecombe stuffs the stat sheet. He has 17 points. He ends up with, I believe, 5 rebounds total. Let me double check this number. Yeah, he had 5 rebounds total. He also has a couple of assists. He does turn it over 4 times, but he has 3 blocks and 4 steals. Pretty complete effort from him as far as production. Norchad Omier was in foul trouble, only 5 points. He picked up 4 fouls. I think he only played 25 minutes tonight, but he did have 9 rebounds. Once again, great rebounding performance from Norchad. Rob Wright, 9 assists and 1 turnover, or 3 turnovers. Sorry about that. Misinterpretation of the box score. Jeremy Roach was good. He ends up with a total of 14 points. He has 5 assists, only 2 turnovers. Just good performances across the board. Josh Ojewuna gets 10 points, 8 rebounds. And then Jalen Celestine, I think, was the player of the game. Jalen comes off the bench and ends up with 20 points on the night. He was 4 for 7 from 3. He hits all of his free throws. So good to see the production from Jalen coming off the bench. Jason Azimoto also 8 points and cleanup time. And most of the players scored. I think Davidson Hubbard was the only guy that didn't score. He only got 1 shot attempt. But it was good to see Marino get his first points as a Baylor Bear. And then also Omar, a very efficient night for him coming off the bench also and getting 4 points in just 5 minutes, I believe, or 4 minutes. So on to the Bahamas. We got some things to work on. A little sloppy with the turnovers at times, but you love to see him work on the press and really turn a Tarleton State team over that was playing a lot of young guys. But still, you know, Billy Clyde Gillespie teams play hard, and they can ugly up the game. So great to see the Bears execute and get 1.55 points per possession. That's an outstanding number and something that you can really count on, I think, with this team is they're going to have good offense most nights. We're still hoping for Langston Love. Hopefully he'll play in the Bahamas or very soon. I think once you get him back and in the rotation, you really see what this team is capable of. Ball movement, three-point shooting, you know, getting easy putbacks at the rim. I was encouraged by the effort, especially on the glass by Josh. You always know Norchad's going to give you that. VJ's going to always give you good effort on the glass. But Josh was very active tonight. Good to see him get 8 rebounds in the minutes that he had. We also want to congratulate Baylor football on getting their 6th win of the season, bowl eligible. That's good for Baylor, good for Sikkim 365 website for sure. You know, the 2 hottest teams in America right now are the Baylor Bears, 1-4 in a row, and then whoever's playing Nebraska, who's also 1-4 in a row as well. I think Nebraska dropped their 4th in a row. So there's been some projections that Baylor and Nebraska might play in a bowl game. That would be kind of interesting, but Nebraska will have to get bowl eligible for that to happen, even be a possibility. What else do we want to talk about? Marigold made the prayer circle. Bruiser and Marigold in the prayer circle tonight. So shout out to our mascots. I don't think I've ever noticed that before. It's a good win and a good time to be a Baylor Bear. Good weekend for Baylor Bear victories and some big games coming up in the Bahamas. We're going to preview those and have a lot of information on the site. St. John's, that's going to be a really tough out. But if the Bears play with the effort that they played with these last 3 games, I think they have a really good shot of winning that game. And then they got Tennessee and Virginia on the other side of the bracket. So we'll have some previews up on that on the site here probably tomorrow or the next day, just looking at those matchups. I just want to give you some quick comments after the game. Once again, 104-41, Baylor beats Tarleton State, Sikkim Bears.